This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Ooh, better collection of music artists. That's another good one we could do with this. Coming up in 10 minutes, it's purely football, Commanders, Eagles. But we thought we'd have a little fun with our brethren to the north. Apparently, they've got a lot of love or something. A little DC-Philly showdown off the field. Anthony has compiled a list here of topics, of selections, of things that DC and Philly both have. And we're going to say, who's better? Anthony, I feel like there should be some kind of music underneath this.
Hold on.
Let's see. I got an idea. You just start reading.
All right, here we go, man. So I've compiled a list of things that when you think about DC, and when you think about Philly. And I'll start out with food, because I think food brings a lot of people together.
It does.
Food, sports, music. So I'm going to start out with Philly staple. They have a cheesesteak. And we have three wings, fries, and that good old mumbo sauce, baby. Good old mumbo sauce. Which one would you take, Craig? Where would you lean?
I probably lean towards the wings.
Ooh, okay.
But here's the thing about Philly and food. The cheesesteak is an essential, like quintessential Philly food item.
Yes.
But real people, like here, first of all, disclaimer / information. My wife is from just outside of Philly. Okay. So like, I was not a big Philly person when I went on my own. Going with her and having her show me like the right spots to go, especially for food in Philly, I think Philly is the most underrated food city in America. And like in terms of the sandwich game, real ones will tell you the roast pork is the way to go, not the cheesesteak. The roast pork, that's a hell of a sandwich.
Okay.
Cheesesteak's good. I obviously am a little limited there because of my lactose issues. But also wings, mumbo sauce, fries, like, I mean, it's just a good, that's just like good soul food eating. Like you just, it feels like home.
Yeah.
So, of those two options, the wings. DC wins.
All right. So, it's one for DC.
I will say, food scene for food scene. And I have been known on this show.
Ooh.
When, I don't know, the Keith Lee thing came up, perhaps. To defend DC's food scene as one of the best in America, I probably have Philly as my number one food city in America. Because they have incredible restaurants. And Philly prices are, like, 85% of DC. Same quality of food, everything costs 15% less. It's amazing.
Love it. All right, next up, I have...
Wait, what's your answer?
I got to go with three wings and fries and mumbo sauce. I love mumbo sauce. Mm-hmm. But I do love a cheesesteak. And
cheesesteaks are great.
They have several places you can go. You got Max's, Ishka Bibbles, all over the place, man.
Ishka Bibbles?
Yes, Ishka Bibbles is on South Street.
Noted.
It is on South Street.
Noted. I'll have to run that one by Rachel.
I guess while we're on talking about South Street. South Street versus U Street.
This is your question, not mine. I have spent very little time on either.
Okay.
I am a homebody.
I'm not going to lie. I think I like U Street a little bit more. for nighttime purposes. I think during the day, I'd rather be on South Street, though. So it's like a, I guess half and half. No, nobody gets a real point.
Okay.
Next up, we have the Liberty Bell and the White House. Have you been to the Liberty Bell?
I have seen the Liberty Bell. And those two, I would say the Liberty Bell. Because, like, the White House, you go and you're like, actually, they're kind of the same in that way. Where you go and you see it and you're like, oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
like, as opposed to, like, I know the Capitol, you can get tours and stuff. And, like, the Liberty Bell has, like, a little museum. And actually, that's not true. I have gotten a White House tour. We had a friend who worked in the White House, and we got a tour, and it was cool.
Well, check you out, Craig.
I don't think they're that hard to get, especially like in D.C. If you live here long enough, you know someone that's going to work in somewhere that has access to a White House tour. White House is cool. It's kind of weird. Feels very important. You're like, why am I allowed in here?
Yeah.
Although it was the weekend. Apparently, the chocolate chip cookies are amazing. They didn't have any out. I was very bummed. Liberty Bell does not have good chocolate chip cookies.
That is what you go for, man. The chocolate chip cookies. Got you.
I don't have strong feelings either way. Do you like your tours to be... the Liberty Bell.
All right. If I had to pick one, I'd probably go White House, to be honest. I think it's my DC biasness, though.
I don't either way. Like, the problem is, because I live in DC, like, when I go past the White House... Or like when I bike past the White House sometimes, like there's just a bunch of tourists and I'm like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
So like in some ways it works. My DC bias works against me there because sometimes I see that the government stuff is an annoyance.
Yeah. All right. We got three more.
Okay. Let's go quick.
All right. So we got Northwest Stadium and the Link.
It is closer than it used to be because they have done a good job upgrading Northwest Stadium. I still have to go with the Link. Now, that is both the stadium itself and the current state of the fan base. But this used to be blowout. And like, what were Washington fans going to do? We all knew in D.C. that if you go to Northwest Stadium at the time FedEx Field, that you'd have a billion of the other fans there.
Yeah.
You go to Philly, it's all Philly fans.
Yeah.
And you know, each team has their fight song. Each team has their traditions. They're this, they're that. Give this another year, and we're going to be a lot closer because it's going to be just down to the building. And by the way, the buildings are getting a lot closer because Josh Harris and his group have done a tremendous job of upgrading.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to save the Link.
All right, that's a bet.
That's where I would rather go, but like...
Right now, no, I understand. I agree.
Yeah, like,
you.
I don't want to go there. They'd be the like, stadium, well, get out of here. You're not wearing Eagles. You're not wearing the right Eagles green. Get out of here. We're going to punch you in the face. I don't want to... But you get what I'm saying.
All right, D.C., 7-Eleven, Philly, Wawa.
I think Wawa. I think you got to go Wawa here.
I think Wawa is better. But we just don't. I think there's one Wawa in D.C.
There's one out in Ashburn.
Yeah, that's far, though.
There's one in D.C. proper, yeah.
There's one in Georgetown.
Yeah, it's Wawa is the correct answer.
Yeah.
7-Eleven's got a lot of stuff. Wawa just feels like it's a little bit higher quality. Maybe it's just got a better reputation and it actually doesn't.
Yeah.
But they also, the variety they have. I mean, you can get yourself a real, like, turkey sandwich or whatever, you know, hoagie at Wawa.
All right, last one. We have Bustin' Loose by Chuck Brown, Dreams and Nightmares, Meek Mill.
Incomparable. You can't compare the two. They are classics.
I was trying to figure
out. They're classics of completely different genres.
But I know Philly loves a Dreams and Nightmares. They're going to go crazy. Everybody in D.C. is going to love
Here's what
Go-Go.
I would say. For repping the city, Bustin' Loose.
Okay.
Because Go-Go music is D.C.
Yes.
Dreams and Nightmares is one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time.
Yeah.
But hip-hop is not unique to Philadelphia. Meek is the king of Philly hip hop. That is one of the greatest hip hop songs of all time. If you're asking me which song would I rather listen to, I would probably say Dreams and Nightmares. Would say Dreams and Nightmares.
That's fair.
But, if you're saying which one is emblematic of the city, Bustin' Loose.
All right.
You hear that? You're like, that's DC.
Yeah.
So.
No, DC go go, baby.
One of a kind. So, got the Wale going in the background.
Hey.
that's our little DC Philly comparison. I got a lot of love for Philly. Not so much for your sports fans, but your city's great. When we get back, we'll talk about the football. Commanders, Eagles in the spotlight. How can the Commanders defense slow down this tremendously high-powered Philly offense? Logan Paulson with the answers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.